Lord, Smite My Rocky Heart by Thomas Reed. Adorable Jesus, I acknowledge my vileness, my worthlessness, my ingratitude. With shame and confusion of face, I look up unto you, O bleeding Lamb, for having slighted your goodness and your loving kindness towards me. Take away this earthliness from my mind, this coldness from my heart, this insensibility to the things of God. Preserve me from a secret alienation of heart, from a growing lukewarmness. You are the rock of ages, the everlasting strength. Endue me with power from on high to overcome all my indwelling corruptions, which, like a thick cloud, intervene between my soul and you, the Son of Righteousness, and thus prevent the rays of your consolation from gladdening my heart and making me to abound in the fruits of righteousness. To whom can I look? To whom can I go? But unto you, O friend of sinners. Lord, at your sweet call, I come for pardon, peace, and holiness. Lord, I am sorely grieved that I love you so little, that my affections move so slowly towards you. Stir up my languid desires. Inflame my cold affections. Set my whole soul on fire with holy love. How painful that I should be so little affected by the agony and bloody sweat, the cross and sufferings of my adorable Redeemer. Why is not my soul all on fire when I think of your love? Why is it not melted into tears when I think of my dying Savior? Am I harder than the adamantine rock? Am I colder than the northern ice? Lord, smite my rocky heart with the rod of your loving kindness. Dissolve my frozen affections by the melting beams of your grace. Oh, blessed Jesus, I praise you for such infinite love, such abounding grace to the chief of sinners. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.